Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for February 7th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, after which we'll have the pledge led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise.
Pray with the Lord of the country around the world. Be here at home. Please help us.
Join me in reciting.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin the agenda on the items under purchasing. Item number A, receive and file bids received on February 1st, 2011 for invitation for bids for masonry restoration at the Ben Rogers Visitor Center. Item B, award the bid for masonry restoration at the Ben Rogers Visitor Center to Bruce's General Construction in the amount of $80,000. Do I have a motion on those items?
So move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Moving on to county commissioners. We'll table item A. Item B is to receive and file Spindletop Center report for Jefferson County fiscal year 2009. And a presentation regarding the use of the funds. Ms. Fulbright, would you like to talk to us about that item?
Thank you to the members of the court for having us. I'm Jana Fulbright, Public Relations and Marketing for the Spindletop Center. As of January 1st, we changed our name from Spindletop Mental Health, Mental Retardation to the Spindletop Center. You've been provided a copy of our report for this past fiscal year, and we think we are very pleased to have dispensed Jefferson County's $383,000 in matching funds in a very responsible way that helps the citizens of this county. If you'll note, the value of medication provided to our citizens who accessed our services, either through IDD, that's intellectual disabilities, or mental health, totaled about $2.4 million. But we also managed to serve about 3,800 of our citizens who needed our services in both mental health and intellectual disabilities. But what I'd actually like to get to are some of the savings that we actually helped Jefferson County with. If you look down on the right-hand side of the inside of this brochure that we've provided you, with just our crisis residential services, a facility known as the Wood Group, where people can come to stay with us if they're having a mental crisis, we've actually saved the county, through our estimation, about $1.2 million. And the savings continue. Savings from inpatient hospitalizations for certain services, about $630,000, and so forth. We believe that we've dispensed Jefferson County's funds in an amazing way, in a responsible way. We should note that the legislature is in session now, and there's apparently some belt tightening going on. I don't know if you've heard about that. We're not quite sure what we're facing in the way of cuts, but there will most likely be some. Any cut is a shame when people are accessing services to deal with mental health issues, with intellectual disabilities issues, autism issues, and so forth. So we understand that the funds that Jefferson County dispenses to the Spindletop Center have an impact far greater than the dollar alone. They're multiplied out. So we thank you very much. And if you have any questions, I am here, as well as Sally Walden, our Director of Network Services, who's been with us quite some time. We would also like to let you know that we are also starting a brand new autism program, starting with children ages 3 all the way up. helping them with many, many different things and partnering with our school districts and so forth. We are having a fundraiser to help fund that program. That is March 3rd. You each have an invitation to that event as well. So I'd like to entertain any questions, if you have any at this point. And please feel free to ask Ms. Walden any questions. She's quite good with the specifics on our programs.
You know, when I was practicing law before I came to work for the county, I'd hear every once in a while someone say something about a mental commitment, and I thought to myself back then, well, we must have, I don't know, 10 or 15 of those a year around here. And
it's more than that, is it not, Judge?
The first year that I was associate judge of the mental health court, I think we did about 2,000 cases, a little over 2,000 cases. And I don't think people realize how significant a problem it is and what a great job y'all do in taking care of something that a lot of people don't have the opportunity to see or understand that it's out there. But now I say over 2,000 cases, but that includes a several county area. And very painful experience for a lot of the family members and for the individuals involved. And y'all do a wonderful job making the dollars stretch as far as you can. So we really appreciate that.
Thank you, Judge Brennick. Anything further?
Anything else?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Fulbright. Item C is to consider and possibly approve providing a Texas flag previously flown at the Jefferson County Courthouse to all future county retirees, retroactive to January 1st, 2011.
Can I comment on that before we take action on that?
Yes,
Judge?
Sir.
It's been brought to my attention that by Commissioner Alford as a recommendation, and I don't know if it needs to be modified on this agenda item to make it a optional offering. Retirees instead of providing it to them mandatory. Is that a problem by changing the verbiage on this at this time? Okay. So instead of possibly approve and make it optional to provide a Texas flag, that would be at the retiree's request when they select their gift. Is that
yes,
meet
sir.
With your okay?
Item D, consider and possibly approve exempting the City of Beaumont from paying for security during their scheduled Saturday, March 14, 2011 general election between the hours of 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. The security expense will be paid via budgeted funds. Item E, consider and possibly approve a resolution to accept a matching funds grant from the Criminal Justice Division to continue the operation of the Jefferson County Crime Victims Clearinghouse Victims Assistance Center for the fiscal year 2011-2012. This grant is made available pursuant to the Victims of Crime Act. The matching fund will be in the amount of $50,000. Ms. Cravens, did you want to say anything to that issue? No, I think we've gone through it several years. Item F, consider and approve acceptance of Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, CAP, which is the Coastal Impact Assistance Program grant award for $1,300,000 for shoreline protection on Pleasure Island. Item G is to consider and approve Texas Savins Vine reimbursement request for September 1st, 2010 through August 31st, 2011 for the Victim Identification Network contract. Item H is to receive and file easement and right-of-way and as-built plans between Jefferson County and Air Liquide Large Industries U.S. on land located at the Jefferson County Airport. Mayor, I see Mayor Prince is here today, and Mr. Como, thank you all for showing up. I guess you're here because of your interest in the CAP funding for the shoreline protection.
Is that the mayor over there? Are you sure? She's down here in my part of the turf.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We appreciate you driving, Mr. Como.
We've got the motion by Commissioner Arnold and the second by Commissioner Alford with on items B through H, with item C being amended to say that consider and approve providing at the retiree's option a Texas flag previously flown at the Jefferson County Courthouse at a cost of approximately $20 per retiree. Any discussion on those items?
Judge, I have a question on this amount for the security. How much are we talking about in security? Do we know, Commissioner Arnold?
We have a schedule of what the cost is to the general public, and you caught me off guard, Commissioner. I'm not sure exactly what that amount is.
I'm thinking it's around $340.
Yeah.
For the after hours for security.
Okay. I didn't have it, and I was just thinking.
There's a minimum, I think, of 3 hours, and each deputy required, I think there's a minimum of $35 per hour charge or something like that. So it varies.
Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And incidentally, that CAP grant for Pleasure Island erosion is going to cover the area. This is actually our 2007 CAP funding. We've been part
2007?
Of the CAP funding comes from offshore royalties that go to coastal counties in the state of Texas. We're way behind because in order for us, even though we're guaranteed by legislation that we're going to get this funding, state has to file, the General Land Office has to file a plan with the Bureau of Land Management up in Washington, D.C., and we've had some trouble getting D.C. to approve Austin's plans that they've submitted, and so we're several years behind on receiving this funding. So this is 2007 funding, and it's going to go from the area of Cajun Cabins up to the bridge. It's been a long and expensive process, but thanks that we have these funds to address the issue.
You see, Mayor, I voted for something for you, huh?
Okay, we'll move down to County Auditor. Item 8 is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for repairs to a truck shed in the amount of $17,000 from several accounts into building and grounds. Item B is to consider and approve budget amendment for the printing department for additional part-time help in the amount of $2,500. Item C is regular county bills, check number 349-300 through 349-589.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
Judge, if I may, just for the court's pleasure, analyzing the building out there, we found that it'd be cheaper to repair that. So what we did is found some savings in our budget to make those repairs. It just comes out cheaper than rebuilding it.
Good. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly accept a donation from Brewster Procurement Group on behalf of Shell Pipeline and Motiva Enterprises in the amount of $850, which donation has been requested to be used for emergency responders to educate them on topics such as pipeline awareness precautions, pipeline markers and signs, and potential hazards. Have a motion on that item.
Second. So moved.
It's been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Any members of the court have anything that they wish to address today? All right, well then, thank you all for coming. We learned this morning that inadvertently, I'm guessing because of the freeze that we had Thursday and Friday, that the court's agenda was not posted on the internet as it normally is, and that was an oversight which will be addressed in the future. However, the rest of the notice was posted by the clerk, as it always has to be, to meet the local government code and government code requirements. So thank you all for coming, and court is adjourned.